This goes to Cora, C-O-R-A, Pavlik, P like Paul, A-V-L-I-K, C like certified, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-875-5023 regarding Faye, F-A-Y-E, Bidinger, B like boy, I-D-D like David, I-N-G-E-R. Date of birth October 8th of 1959. Dear Cora, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Bidinger with a diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and history of right nephrectomy. Her last visit was March 1st of 2021. She did receive two of the COVID-19 mRNA vaccinations last year, but no boosters to date. She's not been ill with COVID-19 illness herself. Since her last visit, she was fired due to excessive absences in May of 2021, but she's able to stay retired at this point, and she's actually feeling physically better after that happened. She had been smoking cigarettes daily for the last 15 years, and she made the decision to quit smoking 2 days ago. She did quit once before in life and stayed off smoking for 10 years before resuming. So she's sure she can do this again and hopes to stay off cigarettes. Blood sugars have been stable. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, dyspnea, or cough. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. The patient is on several diabetic meds, Lantus, Trulicity, Glucophage, 1,000 milligram twice a day, and multiple other medications. I want to highlight the Plendil is 5 milligram once daily, and she's not using any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, her weight is 170 pounds and blood pressure 134 over 71. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 24th of 2022. Creatinine is improved at 1.0. No, I'm sorry, it's 0.9. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Albumin 4.2. Calcium is 9.3. Sodium 135, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 22, phosphorus 3.9, hemoglobin is 13.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, diabetic nephropathy with stable creatinine levels, hypertension is at goal, and history of right nephrectomy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 to 12 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.